Hi, I'm Catherine.
And I'm Lynn, and we are A Coffee Break
with Cat and Mom. Welcome back to our podcast. Today is episode 15. If you can't hear behind us, we have somebody cleaning a house, so apologies if you hear the noise.
He stopped, and we thought we were good to go, and then literally just started as we started.
The second we pressed record. But today is a very random topic. We're trying to figure out the topic of this episode. And recently I've been going on these tangents about specific things. So I thought I'd compile a list of my likes and dislikes at the moment and just rant about them or talk about them.
And because we can.
Yeah. Because we have a podcast and we are here to yap. So again, apologies for the noise. Just listen to our voices. This past week, I was here at the condo alone. I think my frontal lobe is, like, developing. I don't know, because I got excited to eat pad thai with a glass of wine and watch Gossip Girl, which is very odd of a girl who's 20 years old to get excited about. But it was very refreshing. It was, like, a very nice self-care night. And my mom and Amelia were in Iowa.
So I was in Iowa with Amelia, my youngest one. She just had her braces removed as a fifth grader. I think that's pretty early.
Yeah.
And then she's very happy. I was telling her, like, repeatedly to put her rubber band on and whatnot. But anyways, so they're off and she's pretty excited. So it was great to see everybody. I was able to see pretty much all of my friends. That was great. Sometimes it's kind of difficult, but... So that was a great trip and then came back, and for some odd reason this week is just hard to, I mean, our travels, we've been so lucky with Christmas and the past times that I had to go for the braces, but our travels to go there and back
were really not good. Yeah. Oh, they weren't? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
We were supposed to land at 4 o'clock in Moline on Wednesday, and we actually ended up landing at 11:17 p.m. to find out that the Hertz rental car desk, the people left. So we were stranded with no vehicle in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It was, my luggage made it, I'm going to say that.
But that is pretty much our week in review. And now we are going to move on to our coffee review. So every episode we review a small coffee shop and just let you guys know the vibe of the coffee shop. How the coffee tastes. Usually we try it in front of you guys. Recently we have been going to the coffee shops and trying it and then coming back and telling you guys how it was.
So we use our own mugs here with our logo if you guys are interested.
Yeah.
We have those.
And we went to La Boulangerie.
Or La Boulangerie.
Yeah, I didn't say it right. And I got a Nutella cappuccino. It's like the Nolcino. And the Dolcino.
I got the Dolcino. I had Dolce.
So I'll put pictures.
Yes.
It's like they did a little
garland kind of around.
Yeah, it's like drippy.
But inside as well. I kind of did not notice that.
So mine was like coated in Nutella. The Nutella was like dripping off of the mug. It was so good. I'm a huge Nutella fan. So they gave me a very generous amount of Nutella.
Very generous. You even ate my stuff too because it was too sweet for me. But
it was very good. And then how was your coffee?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. And I had a heart of palm. I think that's how, if I translate it in English, it's a heart of palm, right?
I have no idea. It's like a cookie.
It's a cookie. It looks like a heart. I think it's palm's heart, whatever. Anyways, it's a cookie and I could dip it in it. Oh my God. And everything's made there.
Yeah.
Like the croissant and stuff like that. I mean, Amelia had a,
she was with us.
Yeah. She had a hot cocoa. And they made this design on top, remember?
Yes.
That was like something
very
super cute. We took a picture of that too. But she had this Nutella, of course, there you go. My kids are Nutella fans.
Yeah.
She had a Nutella croissant. It was ginormous. But you know, like sometimes you get a chocolate croissant, there's only like one line of chocolate in it.
Yeah.
It was spread this way.
They did an amazing job. Oh, it was like oozy Nutella.
Yeah.
And then I got Egg Benedict. That is what I got.
It was your first time, right?
It was my first time having it. So good. I literally licked my plate clean.
She did.
And then you got...
It was something...
It was an omelet.
It was a Manhattan omelet. With artichokes. And it was so good. It was ginormous that I ate half. Oh, with a nice little baguette.
Yeah.
With the spread that you like. The bun mama.
The jam.
the GM. Yeah, that was really good. And I actually, I mean, they're a huge portion.
Mm-hmm.
They were huge. So I brought the rest for my lunch. So that was my lunch too.
Also, sorry, I feel like I've been yelling into this mic because they're being so loud.
Yes.
But so if I'm like shouting in your ear right now, I apologize. So if you are near a Le Boulangerie, I said that right?
Yeah, Boulangerie, yeah. There's two. Oh, no.
There's multiple locations in Florida.
Okay, so we only saw
two. But they're only like on this side of Florida. And just like in the area, South Florida. But if you are near one, go check it out. It's amazing.
The first one that we went to was pretty, because we went to two in our little week here. Yeah. So one was like smaller and very cozy and nice. And the other one was a little bit bigger. It was part of the Boca Raton Mall.
Yeah.
Obviously amazing mall, but it was huge, and they had like those garage door that opens. Their decorations were with plates, and
yeah, it's very beautiful.
In both, they have old things like what was it? Like an old camera to film, like very old. Another one was like a grinder for coffee beans and stuff. So, and it's like it's in their decor.
It's definitely got the French flair. It's beautiful, and I encourage you guys to go check it out.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna move into our segment of likes and dislikes, mm-hmm. kind of just random. They absolutely have nothing to do with each other at all.
We just talked about it this morning, going to the gym.
Yeah.
And start complaining in the car.
Yeah. But also likes. So we're not just going to be complaining the whole time. It's going to be positive
like,
as well.
I dislike right now this gentleman that decided to now
restart
the cleaning of the patio.
Even though he doesn't know that we're filming a podcast, I'm still mad
he
about
has no
it.
Clue.
So my first one, I just jotted these all out late at night, and, my first one is fantasy books, because I used to be, like, into romance books or, like, thriller books, and, of course, there's a plane, too. Let's go. But I started reading A Court of Thorn and Roses, because it was, recommended to me by my roommate, so I was like, all right, I guess I'll check it out. Not into fantasy books. This is, like, kind of weird. Like, why is there, like, fays and stuff in, like, a fey world? But I decided to read it, and now I'm actually hooked. I'm reading the third book right now, the series. I'm obsessed with it, and if there's going to be a movie adaptation of it, I am going to audition for the role.
Yeah.
I'm going to audition, and I will be in the movie. So, that's all.
What was that percentage you said? 0.001?
I was like, you know what? There's probably, like, a 0.01% chance of me actually, like, getting the role in this movie. But I'm going to give it my all, so remember me when you decide to make a movie. And then, have you read fantasy books? Or
I have. Our friend Sue had, and it's something like you, like the fae, whatever world and stuff. And I'm more of like a murder mystery and like, you know, James Patterson, things like that, in Mary Higgins Clark. But I kind of got hooked to it. And of course, the book ends, then you have to read the next book. And so I think whoever wrote those, I can't remember. It will probably come back to me. I think there's like five or six that was super good. And then the seventh one was like, meh. So I kind of didn't finish the last two. The first, yeah. And I'm kind of impressed that I read them all, actually, mm-hmm. to be honest. But
no, I love it. And then I'm going to read Sarah J. Maas' next series, which is Throne of Glass. So I'm not ashamed anymore of this new liking of mine. My next one is Peppermint Tea. We talked about this before. I'm very into tea and chamomile and stuff. But then around Christmas time, I ordered a peppermint tea because I hear it's very good for digestion. And I love it. It's so good.
I don't remember
so
you drinking this.
And then I had one at my friend Kennedy's house the other night. And I slept so good. Like, it's so amazing. It's so, like, refreshing. So that is a new liking of mine. I'm moving away from chamomile and really liking my peppermint.
I'm sticking with chamomile.
Yeah.
I'm not a big peppermint.
I like both, but peppermint, oh, it's just so good. But sometimes
I think it's a Christmas thing. No. I don't know.
Sometimes it's so powerful that like it burns my nose a little bit, but yeah.
No, if I really want to sleep good, it's chamomile. But we have one that it's for calm and good sleep and stuff, and we have another one that's just, although chamomile does not have
caffeine
in it, but sometime in the morning it's good too.
Yeah.
So
okay. So now I'm gonna say a dislike. Because it just pertains to what is going on right now. TikTok being banned. And TikTok is short form, along with like Instagram Reels. And we just swipe through and we see a happy video and we get happy. And then 30 seconds later, we're sad because we see a sad video. And it's just really not good for our mental health. But now we're moving, I hope, into long form, which helps us because we are a podcast and we are long form content. So you can just play this while you're doing the dishes or doing chores. So that is one of my dislikes right now is short form. But yeah, so dislikes, short form. And I encourage you all to go listen to long form because we are considered long form. But we do make short form content to advertise ourselves. Yes. So I guess that's kind of controversial or like hypocritical of me. Another dislike I have, guys, please don't hate. This is just me and my personal opinion. I know a lot of people do like wear this, but it's like the turquoise country piece of jewelry and like belts and the hat.
It's very expensive.
Country style.
Well, do you see that? Probably because there's like a country, you know, like they have like, oh, what is it called? Is it like their bow tie thing? You know, like it's, they have it here, but it's like a cord and then you can make it tighter or not.
Oh, I mean the tassel.
Is it a tassel?
I don't know. I don't know. I think those are cool.
But then they have the one with the turquoise.
I don't like the turquoise. It just, I'm not a huge fan of like country style because it's just not my style. And a lot of people can pull it off, obviously. When I go to Nashville, I'm going to do like the rock and roll country outfits. I just can't, I don't like turquoise. Moving on.
I think if it's on a beautiful setting,
obviously some people can pull it off. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to wear it, like don't listen to me. Don't have me stop you. It's just for me personally. Next one, is also like, I like it, but also dislike it. It's bows. It's like the bows in your hair, but then they've been putting bows on shirts and stuff. Like, you know, like my shirt where like I had the three bows on.
Yeah, that's pretty.
It's pretty, but then we're taking the bows too far to where we're like wearing shirts that have a picture of a bow on it, or we're like I saw a button-up shirt yesterday or button-up blouse that has like just bows everywhere to it.
That's a bit too much.
And I'm like, okay.
Well, because when you were little, that's all you guys had. There's a store in Iowa. Well, actually, no, they're now like everywhere in the United States, especially East, Northeast, Van Mar. But they start in Iowa, and they have the best bow for kids. I mean, you guys, if you have a young child, go there. That's like a little clip, but they don't fall. And you guys had just about every single size, every single color, from tiny, tiny to older. They had a lot of hair, so that was really easy. So that is cute.
Well, I'll always,
be cute.
I'll always love bows in the hair. Like, I own a bunch of bows in the hair, but it's just, like, gets to the extent when we just are plastering bows on everything that we can imagine and think of. And then it just becomes trendy, and it's not, like, classy
anymore. Your top is very cute. I think it's very feminine.
Yes.
It's
no, that's an example of something that I like because it is classy and dainty, and it's simple. And that is how bows should be presented.
Well, if you're going to talk about... I mean, but this is like, if you want to talk about fashion, this is something that she was talking about Nashville. She's not like the country kind of Nashville, and we're going to go there in June. I'm not a big jeans kind of person either. I'm just starting to really kind of wear jeans now. It took me years to get used to that, but grew up, my dad did not like jeans. I had big muscular legs from being figure skater, so jeans didn't fit me because now they make it like smaller waist, bigger butt, whatever. They didn't have that in the 90s. But anyway, I did look at a nice dress that was jeans, you know, all open. I don't know if it's real jeans, but anyway. And then there was the other one was like a top, and the girl was wearing it like jeans on jeans. I just don't like that at all.
I don't know.
I don't like jeans on jeans.
Again, these are just like for us personally. Oh, yeah, I know that like a lot of people can a lot of people can like pull this off. It's just me personally and like my style. Everybody's style is different. While we're talking about jeans, I'll do one more dislike before I get into some more likes. Skinny jeans. Some people are saying skinny jeans are going to come back. I don't like skinny jeans. They're extremely uncomfortable. Not that they don't look good. So uncomfortable. And they just don't hug the right places. That's all I'll say. So
it never and will never look good on man. I'm sorry. Like, I know a lot of French people wear those, like, not just jeans, but the skinny type of pants. I can't. Guys should not wear this. They shouldn't.
But
go straight down.
So then now I'm going to say one of my likes right now. ASMR. Okay. You guys, please don't think I'm weird for this. It's like videos of like nail tapping and
what?
They like it's just so calming, and it makes my eyes so drowsy, and it puts me to sleep so fast. And I know Bella watches ASMR too before she goes to bed, but a lot of people think it's weird. But there's some types of ASMR that I don't like eating ASMR will always make me very uncomfortable. But ASMR,
sometimes you hear them with their containers, and they open and close the container, and it does the same little noise.
No, it's no. Like,
because that's annoying as heck.
No, it's like kinetic sand cutting and nail tapping, and like some people like slime.
I didn't know what that was.
Okay. But I love ASMR, and my favorite ASMR lady is Gentle Whispering or something like that. She's so good. Anyway, don't judge me. Next, I think this is pretty common, fur coats, but not like the Sherpa fur coats, and not like the trendy fur coats, like the timeless fur coats where it's long and it looks obviously faux fur, but it looks like the mink fur coats from. Well,
yes, because you got one for Christmas that looks just like a real fur coat, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It's not.
No.
However, I have a real one that was passed down to me from my mom, and it will be passed down to one of my girls. I know there's haters on this, and I get that, but this is like a timeless piece for me that was, you know, from way back when people were wearing this. So I have it, and I've always had a hard time wearing it because of this. And plus, I'm afraid somebody's going to get mad at me, but I didn't buy it, you know? Like, it was a gift given to my mom when I was born.
It was just a mink that got killed savagely.
Yes, but it's not, I have nothing to do with it, but it's so beautiful. And when it's super cold outside, like in Iowa, when it was super... It is so warm. It's not even funny. You don't need anything else. You're sweating underneath this thing. But yeah.
But I love my fur coat. It's faux fur. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Amazing. Just the timeless piece of a fur coat is perfect. I love it.
Timeless. I mean, because I saw, like you said, you put Chanel and Coach and things like that. The timeless kind of clothing, you know, like it's always very...
Luxury clothing. Luxurious clothing that is like... Chanel is very feminine, but simple. While I'm not a huge fan, this is really going to be controversial. I'm not a fan of like Louis Vuitton. I think it's tacky. I don't like it. The Louis Vuitton bags, I don't like the LV plastered all over my bag. I don't like that. And I also, very controversial, don't like the Birkin bag, except for the original owner of the Birkin bag. I forget her last
name. Not that we own one.
I forget her first name, but obviously her last name is Birkin. But she used that purse, and she put bag charms on it, and she utilized that bag for everything. It wasn't just for looks. It was actually used as a bag to carry all her stuff in. So I think she made the Birkin bag look good.
Yeah. But you say that about Louis Vuitton. I mean, I don't even know because I don't own one, so I don't know. Do they have some that don't have the LV on it?
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's the same thing for Coach, which I actually love Coach, but I don't like it when it's plastered everywhere either. But having said that, we're going to talk about Gucci here. I do not care, and it's more men, not really women, that wear those shirts that says Gucci everywhere. You know, like there's so much stuff going on. Same thing with the pants. I mean, okay, we get it. You're wearing Gucci. I mean, you're proud. I mean... Costs a boatload of money.
It's, you know, some people, like, that's their style. Is,
yeah.
But, like, for me, those are the brands, the luxury brands, which I can't afford. So,
here's
me talking. It's like when you drive around neighborhoods that are mansions, and you're like, that one's ugly. But it's like...
We do that, and we're like, yeah, we can
even, afford a room in that place. But,
I like that one better. I mean, I would buy this one, but not this one.
Personally, for me, I think Gucci isn't timeless, and it's tacky. Louis Vuitton, some stuff I like. Birkin bags, I think I like Coach bags. And I like the new Coach bag where they have the bag charm that goes with it, that you can buy with it. Yep. But the Birkins are just...
Why do I not know what it looks like? I'm going to have to go look. Only because I really like Chanel and Coach. So these are
I love Chanel. I love the Chanel like matching top and bottom.
I like the Kate Spade. Kate Spade is very feminine too. It's very classy and timeless. So.
Yeah. Just the, I mean, everybody has a different, I don't know, just classy, timeless luxury brands will always, if I ever have the money, will be my go-to. But yeah, those are my likes that I can't afford. And then,
I have a lot of likes that I can't afford.
Yeah. But while we're on the topic, bag charms, I don't know if there's some people, I'm sure there's people that hate them. I love bag charms. It's so cute, and it's just to like dress up your bag and make it you and unique. And so it's not just like a boring bag.
I think
you
it was It was cool when I was younger. So I'm guessing this is something that kind of
comes back
all the time. Because yeah. I knew I went through this, and then it was not cool anymore. Then I went through this again when you guys were born, and it was not cool anymore. And now it's back to it. Actually, where were we with Amelia? Can't remember where we. Oh, yesterday at Target, they had those bags because she loves. So my youngest daughter loves those Crocs bags. Like, none of us really want to go and buy one, but like those big Crocs bag that you, they're beach bags, right?
I don't like them.
Yeah. It's just, they're so square.
They every like mom of a like 5 year old has them. I worked at a country club and everybody had a Croc bag. It was like copy paste. It's like, oh my gosh.
So they were not the real Crocs. They were the one actually like kind of like, you know, they're more movable, whatever. And then it was for kids, and it came with a little bag of little charms. And I thought that was, it was like in the $1 to $5
section. Okay, yeah, that's cute for kids.
I thought it was cute for kids.
I just not adults, but it was like a extremely trendy thing for moms.
I don't have one.
But like
I don't own Crocs either.
It's like you walk into the country club and it's 50 million Croc bags.
I think that's for the beach or country club. I get it because it's wet. It gets wet, whatever. It's fine. Yeah. But I will say like all of, because my girls were all swimmers or, you know, rowers. You guys all owned Crocs at some point.
Oh, Crocs. Yeah.
Especially the ones that drink, because Crocs, I mean, I'm sorry. It's my own personal opinion. I think they're ugly, but it's so easy to get in and out.
And they're fun. It's just to go, like, if you're on the run, just throw them on, you know.
And during the winter, they had the ones that are lined like warmer.
Yeah.
So for swimmers, perfect.
Oh my gosh, for kids, I think Crocs are so cute.
Yeah, for little kids. But yes, you guys were like
the little full blown
like high schoolers.
Oh, because they're easy to put on. Like if you're running to
swimming.
Yeah. My next one is also like pertains to fashion. It's meaningful minimalism, and that's like just very simplistic, neutral outfits. And I love wearing like all black, and I love wearing simple outfits, but I need a pop of color. Like I can't hop on this trend of meaningful minimalism and not have like a red bag to dress it up or something like that.
I think it's cool though. If you wear all black or all whatever color and then, one, and then you just have like you said, exactly. A red bag or a yellow bag, or even if it's light blue, it's just kind of like,
but I personally can't wear like an all white outfit. I don't pull off all white. I look pale.
We had our not so good traveling day last week, your sister and I. We were stuck at the West Palm Beach airport for a long, long time. And this family that were not on the same flight as us, but they were also delayed from another flight. The mom was wearing this, and I had to tell her like how beautiful I loved her outfit. She's like, oh, I'm just traveling. And she had like huge heels. I mean, tall heels, you know, and it was very, I mean, I don't even know how she walked with them, but anyways, in traveling, but it was white pants, a different color, white top. And she had this beautiful Jackie O type of like you were saying, like, you know, very feminine kind of Chanel looking little top. And it was all white in all three different whites, look absolutely amazing together. And she just had a little kind of line embroidered black. And yeah. She had a black purse. It was just, I mean, I mean, I wouldn't travel with that outfit. I would go to a dinner or a party, whatever, like even a business. But it was just so, I was like, I want to be able to do this, but I don't know. Maybe I need somebody to tell me.
No, this I think
goes
that,
together.
Yeah, no, I think that, I can't pull it off because I'm pale, but you're tan, so you would look very good with that.
I'm sure you could.
I also think that all black outfits are okay because they're bold, while like meaningful minimalism, I think that's more like very light neutral colors. Mm-hmm. And I think I like that, but there needs to be a pop of color for me. I need something to like catch my eye when I look in the mirror.
Oh, what did I wear one time? It was like a blue on blue, a navy blue, but it was a lighter blue top. And you said that's monochromatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew I could pull this off, but that was a cute little outfit.
I like monochrome. Yeah.
Not sure I could pull it off with all colors, but I mean, that was... But I'm kind of like into trying to get like bolder colors of pants. I'm stuck into buying a red pair of pants, but I don't think I will. But I mean, some people wear red or even yellow, and it looks like a mustard yellow. It looks so cool. But then I try them on. I'm like, not what I had in mind.
See, I'm like the complete opposite. I like really only wearing black or like dark colors.
That's what I have.
I'm not like into the colors. I just want my wardrobe to be black.
I want to be able to pull off. I have a very good friend of mine. Her name is Kristen Landrum in Iowa. And she always like had white pants and she could pull off those white pants like no other. And I would try them. I was like, crap, it doesn't look as good. I want to be able to pull off some white pants.
You can.
I'm going to try that.
But now another like of mine, who doesn't like it? Matching PJ sets.
Oh, yes.
I love them. I go to bed feeling like a boss and I feel so cute. And it's just the silk matching PJ sets. I love them.
And we actually have a couple of matching PJs. But that's our goal actually for our podcast. It's to have
espresso coffee, matching PJ sets.
Yeah.
For you guys to buy as merch. So that is a big goal of ours. And
them doing our podcast.
Yes.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. Maybe episode 100. And then another one. Sorry, guys. These are so random. Metal mixing. I used to be so against this. Silver and gold, don't mesh together.
I know.
But now I've been getting, I'm wearing all gold right now and then pearl.
No, pearl, there's a little bit of silver back with that.
But I saw this girl on TikTok who had gold on one hand, silver on the other, and it looks so good. And I think that we need to break that rule and just mix the metals.
You have to have the right.
Right. The right. Yeah. Yes. But it looks so cool if you can pull it off with your outfit. And I used to be against that, but now I'm being open-minded. My last that pertains to fashion, and a lot of people hate it, is the, I don't know how else to explain it, but it's the camel toe shoes. It's the shoes that have the little slit in it.
Yeah.
And it looks so funny. I saw Emma Chamberlain wear it once.
And that's a favorite?
I love it. It's a like of mine. I think it's a controversial a hot take, I'd say. So this is my hot take of fashion. At the moment, the camel toe shoes. Emma Chamberlain is known for her fashion and just putting really odd fashion items and just making them look cool. And then I saw a picture on Instagram of somebody holding a glass of wine with their shoe. And I was like, that is so funny. That's so funny. I love it. So that is my hot take.
Except I don't know how they drink it.
Obviously it's just for the picture.
I know. Because you're just how do you bring it?
But that is my hot take for today is camel toe shoes. And then,
see. I don't know about fashion or anything, but to be on a positive kind of side, I think Emma Chamberlain is pretty, it's not my generation, it's my daughter's generations. And I'm listening to her because of you. And I think I can't believe she's in her 20s, right?
Yeah.
I think sometimes she's so ahead of her time on the way she thinks.
She's very mature.
You would think that she is 40s, 50s with a huge, life kind of experience. But anyways, my kids, just side note, kind of funny because my oldest one sometimes would post stuff on her story on Instagram. And then I overheard my mom telling my aunt, and she's like, oh no, that's Isabella's friend. And I was like, okay, or not. Yeah. But anyway.
No, it's just Bella reposting Emma Chamberlain or Anna Stowell. And my grandma thinks it's her friend. I wish.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be great.
And when I heard this, I was in the way, I'm like, who's she talking about? And I'm taking the phone. I'm like, oh yeah, no. I put it back there. I'm like, they're not friends. But
okay. My last which I have a lot of likes. Okay. I just
That's nothing.
We can't talk about them for a million years. Is the show Normal People. And then I wrote down .. again because this is gonna be my third time rewatching it. I just think it's so I think I'm gonna make her watch it with me because it's just so raw and beautiful. And the most realistic, Jesus, I got so excited. It is a book as well. And I think it's just the most realistic take on love and romance in real life. And it shows
when was that
the
done?
Struggles, 2020, which is during COVID. So everybody's already depressed and then Normal People drops and we become more depressed. So, there's the book as well, but I hadn't read the book. And I just watched the show and I was not expecting what I watched. And it was beautiful, but also broke my heart at the same time. Okay. So now I'm going to finish off my dislikes. I'm going to try not to be like negative, but we all do have our dislikes. So I'm going to share those with you, the rest of them. Beyonce.
Yeah.
I'm going to be real. I'm going to be one of the only ones who is going to be honest. Beyonce, you are like, I mean, me even saying her name is giving her a platform. She already has a huge platform, but like, if all these things are true about...
It'll be hard. It's kind of dangerous to see her name.
Whatever. Like, if I end up dead, guys, you know what happened. Like, if everything that she's done is true, and, like, these people are actually, like, terrified of her, like, let's stop giving her a platform. Let's go unfollow her. This is actually so disturbing. So, yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't like Beyonce. If those
stories are true, yes, it is disturbing.
Yeah. I do not like Beyonce straight up. Okay. And I think that's self-explanatory. Next is America's work culture. A lot of people move here because we have a lot of opportunities, but... When I went to Europe, it was, and I know not everybody has like this, these opportunities and weren't brought up the same way.
We were very blessed to be able to go,
But seeing how they are more relaxed and they really enjoy every second they have, obviously this isn't everybody. This is just what I observed. And
I'm sure they have stress too, but their lifestyle, their speed of living, if you want to. It is the level of stress. I mean, okay, not saying that there's like a financial person. I mean, his level of stress is probably high and stuff, but just first their food, everything is just so, it complements each other.
Food for the most part.
And then here is just like first processed food, stress, no sleep, whatever, whatever.
Like we prioritize working up the corporate ladder, working for the next promotion. Mm-hmm. That is what we prioritize as a country. Like, as a whole, I'm not saying every person, but that is just how America's viewed. It's a hustle culture, 9 to 5, make the most money, work up the corporate ladder, be a CEO, which is amazing for if that's what you want.
But did you enjoy life getting up there?
But yeah, that's like something that I'm having as a finance major to like dissect and see if, is that something I want to work up the corporate ladder and always am looking for the next promotion or... Do I want to just find like an online job that I love, a finance online job, and travel, you know, and live by like little means?
This is good at your age to do this. I mean, at my age now, it's more like I want to enjoy like my kids, and maybe one day I'll be a grandma, and you know, I want to be able to enjoy my grandkids, and it's just I want to travel too. Because now, you know, when my kids won't—I mean, I still have one at home—but when she won't be, then I will be able to. Go and travel. You know, it's just don't want to be that stressed that we had before and things like that. But yeah.
And then I have two more for you guys. This one is also very controversial. Country music. And that is right now. I go through phases. I'll listen to country music in the summer here and there. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Like I'll play a country playlist. And then my sister will play country music. And I'm like, all right, I like this song. And I'll add it to my playlist. Right now, if I hear country music, it just pisses me off, and I don't know why. And it's not that I, like, don't like country music. It's just right now, I don't.
You go, okay, well, you didn't grow up with country music. I'm from Canada, and I did not listen to country music.
I mean, Dad would play, like hillbilly country music.
Oh, that was so, like, she thinks my tractor is sexy, which didn't help me not like, you know, to start liking country music.
So I did grow up with the hillbilly
and then. Shit. And then I will say, like, I'm not, okay, this is going to be controversial. I'm not a Swiftie. I don't think you are either, Amelia, either.
I mean, I grew up with her. I was a huge fan then.
Her original songs were a little bit more country-ish. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And it was a babysitter that was making it. I'm like, I can't believe you're getting my girls to listen to country music. But her little kind of country music when she was younger was, I liked it. And then I think that's how we started to kind of, it took forever for us to like country music, I will say.
Yeah. But right now, it pisses me off. And I'm going to Nashville in June, so hopefully by then.
There's rock, too. But
yeah, I like rock music.
You grew up on rock music.
My last one is pertains to right now in my life because I started my spring semester of, technically, I'm starting my senior year credit-wise. And the book cost... But the problem is these teachers, it's not just the book costs. Like I get it, everybody pays the book costs. But what happens is I pay the tuition, I pay for the class.
Yep.
And then I have to pay for the course to access all the homework, the assignments, the tests, and the book is included in that as well.
It was not always included.
But no, but sometimes, or now it is. Mm-hmm. But that is so wrong, because these teachers are making the plan, the course plan. They're not coming up with the tests or the assignments or the homework. And I understand it's a lot, but that, I mean, as a teacher, that's your job. Like, you should want to make
a plan. So what's the tuition fee for that class? Exactly. You already paid for those credits.
So on top of the tuition, I'm also having to pay for the assignments.
No, and then you have to pay for some tests. At the end, remember, there was a couple, not the extra yes. class. There's last semester or semester before, you had to disperse, I think it was $65 to take the final. What?
Yeah, because it was like, you have to take this test in my ISM course to get, you can get Excel certified or a certificate in Excel, which I did, if you get a certain score, but you have to take in, that's the final. And it is a required class for my major. So I'm taking the class, I'm paying the tuition, and then
for the book and the notes.
And then I pay for the course, like, to access the course, and then I have to pay for the test at the end. And it's like, well, okay, well, what is my tuition paying for?
No, it was not like that. I mean, your sister, I think we had to pay for one extra exam and whatever. It was, I think it started with you at your as a sophomore that these extra costs came up, because books is books. I get that. Okay, and then you can go, like, for some people that are listening to us, you can go, and younger, you can go on Amazon Books, and you can actually rent those books for your class, and then they actually get, you can pick them up at your bookstore at the school, or they mail it, but I think Isabella would go and pick them up. And then when you're done, you drop them off, I think it was a UPS store, at no cost, and then they would return it. And I'm not kidding, like, some of those books that she would have had to buy would have been like $100. And I think we rented them for like $25, $27. Some of them were even less than $20, which was great. You had to pay, even if we did this, you had to pay.
I had to pay for the course anyways. Or we had to pay,
because I know I paid some of them, to take the class. So that was like, you know, 2 weeks, not free, because you paid for the credit, you know, with your tuition.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, well, if you want to continue, you need to pay $80. What? And then, oh, but then you need those notes. So then you had to go get the dang book. And then you had to take the test.
Yeah.
This is a racket.
Sometimes it is like, there's been one or two times that it was included, which they give you like an access code. But I haven't gotten an access code in like 2 years. I have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So that is my last dislike. It just really angers me that I'm paying all this money for tuition. And then on top of it, paying for accessing the course.
Yeah.
Like, make your own tests.
Well, I don't want to know, like, who's getting all that money, that extra thing, you know? Well, is it?
Yeah.
This is like a famous question. I will say, like, one of my dislikes, and it just happened this morning. It happens every time we go to the gym. So we're going to bring the gym a little bit, because it irritates me sometimes. You know, we get the gym. Sometimes it's early. Sometimes it's not. It is still January, although there's still a lot less people at the gym already within the first 2 weeks or the first week we were there. But it's people that are like on a machine, and then they start talking to other people.
They're there for, I get like talking to your friends at the gym, but it becomes social hour. Or there's like groups of high school boys who stand there, like six guys at one machine, and they just talk the whole time. And it's, I get it, like, have fun and talk to your friends, but also you have a bunch of people waiting and you're there to work out. And
I will remember that day there was a like extension. There's a gentleman and a girl. We don't know if it's daughter or a girlfriend or whatever. We see them there every day. And I'm not kidding. They are there for over 2 hours, because we come at different times, but in the same kind of morning time, and they're always there. But they were talking to a friend of theirs on the leg extension.
There's the quad extension.
There's only two in that gym.
And one of them is weird. And it doesn't, there's no range of motion. So we all wait for the other one. They were on there for 30 minutes. Oh, she didn't do a single set.
Not even one. Yeah, she was just talking. And then you're trying to go and say, hey, do you have that? I have two more sets. Okay, well, can you do one? So like we can just
And she didn't do a single set for 30 minutes. And they were just talking and talking. And like
that's something that really just,
it just gets to a point where it's too much. But wait,
and I will say, okay,
no, wait.
Oh, okay. Oh, and then the other thing, because all of your likes, I pretty much kind of like them all too, but I really like how Because I want to say one more dislike first. When you get on the highway, people in your car, accelerate. That's all I have to say. You do not get on the highway at 30 miles an hour, especially when there's traffic. Please press the pedal. Okay, I just had to mention this because I'm on the highway every day and this pisses me off.
This is turning into a pet peeves part two.
Yeah, I can't.
Go check out pet peeves part one. But we're adding the likes in here as well.
Yes. The thing that I like is like I'm starting to see a little bit more, and I'm working on this, and I know my daughters are amazing about this. Even my youngest one is picking up on her sisters, is how you have to be a girl's girl. And I heard her talk to her friends in the back of the car in Iowa, and she said, yeah, that's why I don't want to hang out with her because she's not a girl's girl. And I was like, I'm just going to ask them. Did they know she was with her friend Emery? And I said, what does that mean? Like, what do you mean? She's like, well, when you're a girl and you're trying to be positive and you say nice things and you support each other and this and this, I thought it was just so great that there's an 11 and 12 year old that do this, because I think it's something that needs to change and we're starting to see it. And I will make a point if I go somewhere, you know, and then I think my waitress is beautiful. I like her hair, whatever. You know what? Sometimes you don't know where she's at in her life. You don't know where he's at in his life. You don't know if that little thing could change the whole path of where she's going. I will make a point to say it because sometimes people tell me and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like you just made my day. So I think this is a good positive now.
I have some things to add on to that. I mean, whenever I see a girl at the gym and I think she looks like really good and she's working out, I'll always say something. Or if I like a girl's hair or top, whatever. But being a girl's girl, I mean, it's not just a trend. Like, it's a lifestyle. Like, you should live by that.
Yes.
But I think we've been seeing on TikTok these girls who are playing the villain and playing not a girl's girl to get views. And it's not cool. And it's not funny. We all know who I'm talking about. If you're on TikTok, I'm looking right at the camera because it's not cool. We're giving these people a platform. And we're giving them views and likes, and they're playing this part to be not a girl's girl and stealing other girls' boyfriends, and it's not cool. Oh. And, I mean, you might be getting money off of that, like, villain story that you're playing, but it's not great money because you're playing a bad person. So,
that's all. Reputation's going to follow you. I've never watched The Housewives of whatever city you want to mention, but you could tell, you know, from sometimes you see on TV and stuff, you could tell which ones were the villains and which one were the good ones or whatever. And I'm just like,
I feel like usually that's acting for reality TV.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's scripted. Still, although it's reality, I'm pretty sure it's scripted, but it's unfortunate because I've never really watched them, but I kind of saw clips here and there and I'm like, oh yeah, that person's not nice. And I don't even know that person, but this reputation now follows you forever. It's like an etiquette that you have now, you know, like a sticker saying like you're this, you know, BITCH from that show. And I don't know. I wouldn't want to have that label on me, but
Let's just bring back being a girl's girl, especially on TikTok, like being like thinking it's cool and following these platforms and creators that aren't girls, girls. Let's change that, please. Let's make it a lifestyle and not just a trend. And I'll leave it at that.
You never know. But you might change the course of someone's life by just one little
spread positivity. Yeah. Don't spread negativity because it's going to get you views. And that's all.
So anyway, hope you liked our little rants here.
Yes.
I know it was not really like a plan. Yeah. Usually we have a definite plan subject, but we just thought that because, like I said, we spent a lot of time in the cars driving back and forth until we saw this place. So it's just...
And if you like some of the fashion trends that I said I didn't like, those are, like, for me, just stuff that I don't like on myself. A lot of girls can pull these off.
And if you just do, take out the grain of salt. Just send us pictures. I mean, we want to see it, and we're totally going to, love it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, So a little in review, our coffee.
Yeah.
The La Boulangerie.
Very good. If you guys are near one, go check it out.
Yes.
The food's amazing. The coffee's amazing. It's a very fun place to go eat at. I would dine in if you go because it's just a fun experience.
Breakfast and lunch, yes.
Yeah, very fun experience. And
it's all special too, foods. That's kind of cool. And we always end with a would you rather for Catherine. And so today, if I kind of find it again, would you rather have the superpowers of Iron Man or Batman?
Okay, this is easy. Really? Iron Man all the way because Iron Man is my favorite superhero. of all time. Like, he made himself a superhero.
Yeah.
It wasn't like some scientific experiment. I think he's the
epiphany.
He is like America's superhero. He is like not Captain America. He's not our American superhero as controversial as that is.
She had a huge conversation with somebody. I don't even remember what the banter was. And I think you can pass that to superhero.
Yes. Iron Man is very inspirational. He's a self-made man. He literally
uses his brain to build his robots.
Yes. That's all. I think he's so cool. And he, yeah.
Oh, wait. Batman was also like a...
Robert Pattinson did an amazing job playing Batman. That movie was like 10 out of 10. So
Michael Keaton, the real Batman.
Yeah, she likes Michael Keaton.
The original.
But she hasn't seen the one with Robert Pattinson, so she can't have a say on that.
No, I would say after seeing the first Batman, you don't need to see other Batman.
Okay. She doesn't know what she's talking about. But I watched the Batman with Robert Pattinson when I had E. coli, so I had to run to the bathroom and friggin' throw up. But I still sat through it because it was that good. that might be nasty.
That was TMI, but yes. Okay, cool.
But Iron Man, at the end of the day, Iron Man.
Yeah.
He's America's especially, is it hero. Like
the last Iron Man that, although it was not my favorite, but it was still cool, the last Iron Man, when he built, like a new robot, suit. Whatever, like a new suit with that little boy in his garage.
Yeah.
And then he gives his, like, the kids.
He's America's hero. So I choose Iron Man, but okay. That is all we have for today. I hope you guys didn't get mad about our dislikes and our likes, and you guys enjoyed it. But hope you guys have a wonderful week, and we will see you next Sunday.
Awesome.
Love you guys. Love you. Bye.